The foreign ministers of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary on Thursday criticized Switzerland for its decision to introduce immigration quotas for 8 EU member countries of Central and Eastern Europe. The ministers' meeting on the sidelines of a NATO officials' summit in Brussels was initiated by Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The minister said they hoped that Switzerland would reconsider the move. Switzerland, which is not a member of the European Union but is part of the bloc's Schengen zone of free movement, will cap immigration from 8 Central and Eastern European countries beginning on the 1st of May. The country will annually grant some 2,000 residency permits to Czech, Slovaks, Poles and citizens of other post-communist countries. In the latest news, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg will be meeting with his American counterpart Hillary Clinton at a NATO meeting in Brussels on Thursday. The two officials are set to discuss the completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant. The U.S. company Westinghouse is one of the bidders in the multi-billion crown tender. On Wednesday, Defense Minister Alexander Vondra met with his U.S. counterpart Leon Panetta and signed an agreement giving Czech weapons manufacturers access to U.S. Army tenders. A Prague Court of Appeals on Thursday ruled to reopen the case of businessman Tomáš Pitr, cancelling a 2006 verdict which sentenced him to 5 years in prison for tax fraud. Mr. Pitr fled the country after the verdict and was extradited from Switzerland earlier this month. Tomáš Pitr faces charges of tax evasion worth 51 million crowns, which he allegedly committed in 1994. The court ruled he should remain in custody pending a new trial. The Czech military is involved in the UN observer mission in Syria, Czech radio said on Thursday, quoting Lebanese press reports. The Czech Air Force reportedly provided 3 transport planes, which brought 9 vehicles to Beirut that are used by the observers in Syria. The UN observer team entered Syria on Monday, where it is monitoring a ceasefire between the government and rebel forces in an attempt to end violence in the country. The head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Jiří Drahoš, has asked the government to change its methods of evaluation of scientific work. Speaking at an academic forum in Prague on Thursday, Mr. Drahoš said the methods, which were introduced in 2009, served to justify a deliberate, willful and irresponsible attempt to eliminate large sections of the Academy of Sciences. The methods serve as a basis for the distribution of government grants. Mr. Drahoš also criticized efforts to turn academic institutions and universities into servants of the private sector. Prague City Hall has toned down its campaign to attract British Olympic avoiders to the Czech capital during the London Summer Olympics, the Czech daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Thursday. The campaign presents Prague as a destination where Londoners can take part in the Prague Games events such as Panoramathon, heavyweight shopping, Kafkarati, freestyle kissing and others. However, Prague City Hall decided to drop 2 motifs, synchronized drinking and morning slalom, alluding to drinking and partying, over the UK's ban of associating alcohol with sports in advertising. In tennis, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych beat Japan's Kei Nishikori 2-6, 6-2, 6-4 in the third round of the Monte Carlo Masters event on Thursday and advanced to the tournament's quarterfinals. Berdych, ranked 7th in the world, dropped 2 serves to lose the first set but hit back and wrapped up the game in 2 hours. In the next stage, the 26-year-old Czech will face world number 4 Andy Murray of the UK. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly overcast with rain showers in places and daytime highs of around 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.